Welcome to Erotic Wisdom with Mrs. Love.
When I think about erotic expansion, I'm really think about this meeting with your genital. That's where everything starts. And is like sitting and saying, hello, who are you? How are you? That's when we meet someone for the first time, someone we don't know. We shake hands and we just look at each other. And the first thing we take in is the form and the shape and what it tells us. And have we ever done this with our genital? You know, just touch them with grounding touch. And particularly I'm thinking about men, because we're doing erotic expansion for men this weekend. And have you ever held your cock in your hand and say, hello, nice to meet you, feel it in your hand, like a presence that comes to meet you. And then you sit and you look at them and you take on whatever their aesthetic presence transmit to you, like we do with people, how they present themselves, and we get information about them. Really looking, you know, very few people spend time on the mirror looking at his at their genital. Activate your genital. There's also the shame. Then in the uber spiritual circle, we just have to look at genitals when they're really passive, just in case we mix spirituality with sexuality. And it's together, it's one and only. And so you can activate your genital, like arouse them. And let them be engorged and look at what they look like now. This is the one you've never met. You always met the one that is passive while you're changing your outfit in the morning. But have you looked at your genital in the mirror when they are activated, engaged, throbbing, red, pulsating, swollen, erect, hard, wet? Wow, you know, the color of the yoni changed so drastically. For example, you know, some dark tip in the skin and some very pink. And the color of the man too, the tip of the lingam can get so red, purple, sometimes purple, blue. You know, so this means we're really looking at the blood gushing. That's why we see the redness is coming through the skin from underneath. That's what happens when we are skinned, to meet ourselves like this, really meet another. Have you ever looked at your body like this? It's a wonderment. And shape, when it changes shape, it means there is soft tissue that becomes hard, or hard tissue that becomes soft. And the texture change. It's a different meeting you are having now with your genital. Hello, who's this one? I want to get to know this one. What's your name? Ask and see what they say. This is what they tell you. This is what someone would call shamanic encounter, you know. With personality, you can have conversation. For me, it's just normal. It's because your genitals are full of consciousness and they will have a conversation with you. The same way many other parts of the body do, but the genital hold the connection to the heart. You see, it's direct, immediate. It's what you really sing is the heart arousal. It's your heart meeting the heart of reality and feeling. You know, when we meet and we say, oh, pleasure to be with you, pleasure to meet you. It was a pleasure to meet you. This, we really mean it. It's a pleasure to meet you. Which actually says meet myself, you know, because it comes from me. But for a moment, you can put it on the outside. So the beauty of having this conversation with your genital is exquisite. And it's a real pleasure to meet you, to be with you. Literally, when pleasure is arising, by me being in present with you and watching you change. What a pleasure. It's not just, it's the pleasure of the mind that has this conversation, that sees it and appreciates the wonderment, the changing of the physiological body, that at the same time take instruction from the immediacy of pleasure, because it's feeling the pleasures, responding to pleasure in the body, it changes. And it looked like this, and like this, and like this, and like this, and like this. How willing are you to stay present and watch all the changing and meet me there? So this is a commitment for a lifetime, you know. We don't do this in one workshop, obviously. We initiate just the possibility of this really embodied conversation. And yeah, and that alone is immense and will constantly changing. And so what we're bringing is presence to the unusual, because it's unusual to sit in front of the mirror and look at your genital. No one adopted this as a teaching technique at school or at university. And so we think we don't do this stuff just because we don't. And so now your erotic expansion requires the expansion of your mind, that this is a valid practice as well as you do in your Sudoku, exercise your mind, keep your mind stretched, yes, and can you keep the mind stretched, the mind that lives in your body, in your genital, every cell in your genital, it's mind. And so when you're having an erection, your mind stretch, because the mind in every cell there occupy more space, stretch, visibly so. There's no denying of it. And that's how reality talk to us, you know. We need to stop to intellectualize this sentence, this word, this meaning, and expand from just the mind thought, the dictionary, what this meaning is, stretch and expand your mind. How does it really mean in relationship to reality, of multi-sensorial reality? Yeah, not just the word written on a page, but the word uttered by words that navigate space and touch you on the skin, also breath touch you on the skin. So words can penetrate your body, and they do, not they can, they do. Are you aware of that? It's already happening. It's just that our awareness is not stretched to also go there and recognize this happening. And reality expands, and there is infinite happenings, of course, and is infinite expansion. And so your erotic expansion is your life journey, for sure, and maybe also beyond. We don't know, but we are not there yet. So let's start how the expansion begin from meeting what's here. So if you want erotic expansion, you have to begin by meeting the organ, the tools of your eroticism, which are your genital, not only, of course, imbibed together with sound, breath, smell, taste, all the senses. Hearing, but taking the genital as the portal that now is absorbing all this multisensorial experience of being alive in this moment, being present right here, right now, looking at my genital from the lens of my erotic presence on the world. And this is an expansion, no? Taking time to just drop in space, even all this word and this concept that are spoken, they're so rich, and sometimes we run with them and we forgot to take the body with us. So every time we breathe like this, we invite the body also to join in. And this concept become embodied. This is what it means, embodied sexuality. We speak about it so much. But do we do it? Do we know how to do it? It's not about writing the book about it that we do it. It's by stopping, breathing, and taking a moment to really be here with myself. With my heart and my sex that breathe. That's all. That's how we bring it all together. So I'm aware that I mentioned this before, actually, and I didn't engage. I don't know if I speak more into that. That your sex is the tool of your heart. And I wanted to share, I'm going to conclude this mini podcast like this, with this story by my beautiful friend and mentor, Ohad Pele, that teaches the Kabbalah, beautifully so, and the embodied teaching of sexuality. And he says, if you want to be a sexual shaman, a sexual dweller, if you want to absorb your sexual wisdom, you can't have shame and guilt around the tools of your mastery. It's as if a painter would be ashamed of his brushes. If he is, surely he would do something about it and get a new one. And because otherwise he can't engage with the painting. His process of expressing is hindered from the basic, the beginning. And I'm thinking now, a football player would be ashamed of his leg and feet running, essential for him or her to kick the ball, no? So there must be devotion and culturing of it and practicing, like the athlete goes in running to excel in his offering. The sexual dweller need to be really proud of his or her genital. Is love them so deeply and profoundly, and learn to be in the company of them and learn their nuances, like a musician will know the nuances of his own violin, of her own sitar, flute, how to play that instrument, and devoting hour of practice to breathe in it, to practice the fingering of it. And then we all sit around them in awe and very happy and very grateful they took the time to master their craft, because the benefit that they bring, it's for the world, it's for everybody. It elevates the human condition, the arts, the painting, the music, the dancing. And so is sexuality. It's an art form in this way, because the people that really find the heart of sexuality brings gift to the world. Whatever they choose to do will be imbibed of this direct connection of their heart with life. Through the genital, that's what the genital do. They are the bringer of life. And that's how reality sustain itself. And so, yeah, make art with your sexuality and bring joy to consciousness and creativity. So, it was really nice to meet you. Pleasure to meet you, my genitals. Yeah, my yoni spoke throughout this whole monologue I've actually been having with myself. And thank you for sharing this moment with you of my own learning. And yes, listening into my monologues. I love you. Thank you for taking your time for being with me. Ciao.
My mantra, my mantra, my mantra.